Nowruz happy customs in Iran. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, we are with you with another episode of Nowruz special series. As a reminder, we talked about various happy customs in different regions of Iran during Nowruz days. Today we are going to make you familiar with happy customs in Nowruz in other regions of the country. Stay tuned, please. Another ethnicity which has played an effective role in the Iranian culture is Lor ethnicity. Lor inhabiting regions are mainly located in the western and southwestern Iran. In old times, literal people used to act as harbingers of Nowruz as they would go on horseback to read out special poems in villages. As usual, villagers would give them gifts such as eggs, wheat, and money. Another interesting custom among the Lor people is Chale Garmi. This old custom is mainly held among the people of Kohgiloye va Boyerahmad province. These people, one day before Nowruz, hold, keep the oven warm and use warm foods, recite Shahnameh and play reed to forget the cold winter and sense the beauty of spring better. In addition to making warm food, every family fills the tablecloth with bread with the hope of a blessed year. Now we get familiar with some of Nowruz traditions and customs of the people in Sistan-Baluchistan province in southeastern Iran. The Baluch people call the Nowruz feast Bahar Cherani, meaning grazing in spring, or Nokin Rosh, which means the new day in Baluchi language. The nomads of the province shear the sheep, dye the stomach and fat tail, and also dye part of the fleece with henna or pomegranate peel while they color the horns of the sheep with henna. Then they take the decorated sheep to graze with bells on their feet and necks. From early morning, special instruments are played in places of worship while men try to make people happy. The Baluch people also try to hold wedding ceremonies in the first days of the new year. Another glorious ceremony among the Baluch people is recitation of epic texts and poems by elderly or popular persons. People gather together, make fire, and while listening to epic poems and stories of the past, pray for their family and relatives. At the end of this ceremony, local poems are read out on spring and elderly try to make people happy. The last day of Nowruz, that is 13th of Farvardin, is marked in Baluchistan in a special way. This day is called Safar Bedar. They burn aromatic substances called Suchaki. Children turn around houses in groups and read out local songs to ward off bad omens from homes and hearths. Moreover, on the 13th of Nowruz, some villagers go to places of worship and distribute cooked sheep among the needy with the intention of gladdening the spirits of their dead. ¶¶ There are many customs in Nowruz, in northern Iran too. Arus Koli is one of these beautiful customs. Arus Koli means bride's flower. It is a dramatic performance in which Qul, Pir Baba, and Nas Khanum are the main players. Pir Baba is an old man. Qul, or monster, wears a hat of dry hay. And Nas Khanum is performed by a youth who wears female costume. The theme of this happy show is about the dispute of the Qul with Pir Baba for getting Nas Khanum. The dispute turns into wrestling. The monster symbolizes winter and darkness, while the old man is the symbol of gardening and beauty. Finally, the old man wins and finishes the show with Nas Khanum beside him. This show is performed in various villages of northern Iran from the second half of the last Iranian month of Isfand. The dramatic troupe performs the show in open space in front of houses and receives gifts such as rice, eggs, sweets, and sometimes money. Another custom that is held before the coming of Nowruz is Ahu Chare. This show has been common among the people of Gilan province. Three people would make something like the head of a gazelle. Then they would put flour and grass on his horn. With glass beads, they would make eyes for the gazelle and would hang bell on it. The effigy would be put on a stick. The player of gazelle would cover himself with a cloth and take the wooden stick in his hand. Then the trio would go to different neighborhoods to perform the show and receive gifts while reciting poems on spring and Nowruz. Turkmen people in northern Iran have their special traditions and customs during Nowruz. One of the Nowruz entertainments among these people is Monjuk Ati game. It means dropping beads. This game is played by Turkmen girls. Turkmen girls gather together and one by one drop their beads, which they have already marked in a dish full of water. Then one of the girls holds the dish over the head of her friends. While she's reciting a poem, she mixes the beads and takes one out of the dish. The poem is explained in accordance with who the bead belongs to. Meanwhile, in the last days of the year, some people go from one neighborhood to another, reciting different poems in praise of spring and Nowruz and receiving gifts from people.